This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
So Romy Gonzalez has played exactly 31 games as we tape this at Major League and Major League Baseball at the position of first base. So, is he going to be a first baseman? He's played all over the place, athletic. You aren't going to find very many people in baseball who can run as fast as he can while also having the bat speed he does and impact the ball that he does. All of that leads to a unique combination, which is exactly why the Red Sox are all willing to give him a chance to replace Tristan Casas at first base at least a good chunk of the time. Well, today I catch up first with Alex Cora. Alex Cora explains what he saw in Romy Gonzalez to give him this chance. Well, here you go. Here was Alex Cora prior to Wednesday night's game against the Texas Rangers talking about Romy.
When he hit that homer last year at the Twins Complex to straight center, I knew about him. I heard about him, you know, Miami, the White Sox and all that, but very physical, good athlete. He was coming from surgery, the rehab that offseason, and then he impacted that ball. I don't know who he was, and he was straight center over the batter's eye. And we're like, oh, shoot, you know, who's this kid? Then he played some good outfield, too. You know, like I said, coming from surgery, his arm wasn't playing the way it should, but last year he did an amazing job. Off the bench, spot starts. He was one of the best right-handed hitters against lefties, if you look at the under-the-hood numbers. So he did a great job for us last year, very mature, understands his role, and he's doing an amazing job for us right now.
How far has he come playing first?
A lot better than last year. He's still working on a few things, just being comfortable around the bag. Because he's such a good athlete, we kind of like push him off the bag, and sometimes he has trouble getting there. That's something that we have to pay attention to. But, you know, it's been okay. Obviously, he's going to see some plays that he haven't seen in the handful of games that he has played at first, but he'll keep learning. He'll keep getting better. It's very hard. I can tell you by experience, I played two innings in my big league career, made three errors, and one of them was the ground ball with men at first. I went all the way to the right. Pedroia was right there. I bobbled it, and then I threw it away. It's hard. It's very hard. And then just the throws, like I said, it's different now at first base. It's not just play 3 feet off the bag and cover first. You know, you're involved in every play, and relays and, picks, right? Because the other guys are playing a lot different than where we play. We used to play straight up, and it was an easier throw. There's a lot of short hops coming from different positions, right? So it's not as easy position as people make it seem.
All right, now it's time for a couple minutes with Romy himself to talk about this chance, the best chance that he's had, probably the Major League, to become an everyday or close to an everyday Major League player. It's the two-minute grill with Romy Gonzalez, perhaps the new first baseman for the Red Sox. Once again, because he did so well earlier in the season on the two-minute grill pregame show, I really appreciate Romy Gonzalez is back. And we talked a little bit about playing first base before. The way that you're viewing this, and Alex Cora was just on the radio singing your praises, do you view this as, we are sad about Tristan, but a really good opportunity for yourself?
Yeah, definitely. You know, seeing my guy Tristan go down like that in back-to-back seasons is very tough. I've known him for a long time, and, you know, I'm really good friends. So it's just, you know, I feel for him. But, like, on the flip side of the token, yeah, I feel like this is definitely a good opportunity to, you know, play every day, hopefully, and just show what I can do.
Sometimes, you know, you just have to wait and wait and wait and wait, and sometimes you have to take a turn like you did after the White Sox experience, and then you get your opportunity. Has the last week felt, and I know you've had a good year so far, but has the last week felt like, okay, here we go, this is my opportunity?
Not necessarily. You know, I just try to approach every day with, you know, the same attitude. Kind of difficult to, you know, say I'm the everyday guy because this is still so fresh. Obviously, I don't know what, you know, if anything's going to be done over there, but, like, you know, I'm extremely confident in what I can do if I play every day, and I'm just excited to show if the opportunity presents itself.
A lot has been made about how difficult it is to play first. You've played, obviously, multiple positions. How difficult it is to play first? We always default to the money ball line. It's incredibly difficult to play first. How difficult was it for you to learn first?
I rely on my athleticism a lot over there. There's definitely some nuances that, you know, I'm learning as I go. Obviously, getting the experience over there. There's nothing like, you know, playing it and experience it in a game. You can only do so much practice. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely not an easy position. You know, it's not many guys are, you know, really, really good over there. Even in the big leagues, you know, not many guys grade out above average over there at first. So it's definitely a tough position, but, you know, I'm excited to continue to learn it.
What's the hardest thing?
Man, it's just for me personally, like, coming up as a middle infielder, like, going for every ball. Like, at first, you know, you kind of want to take that step towards that baseball when it's to your right. But obviously, you know, we have a second baseman. So that's been kind of the hardest adjustment, like not being overly aggressive two balls to my right.
That's a good one. All right, yep. Thanks, man.
Yep.